Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Diatono Nakro, says disability movement gaining strength. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlights Global South's contribution to foundations of multilateral development banks. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at the convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai, President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said that the complete development of the country is possible only when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process.
छत्तीसगढ़ की धरती आदिवासी संस्कृति और परंपराओं से समृद्ध है जनजातीय समाज के लोग प्रकृति को करीब से समझते हैं और सदियों से पर्यावरण के साथ समन्वय बनाकर जीवन यापन करते हैं आदिवासी भाई बहन प्राकृतिक जीवन शैली के माध्यम से संचित किए हुए ज्ञान का भंडार है इसको समझकर और उनकी जीवन शैली में से सीखकर हम भारत के सतत विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान दे सकते हैं
During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students. State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Diatono Nakro, today noted that disability movement is gaining strength as awareness and acceptance have improved significantly over the past few years. She was addressing the launching ceremony of Blessed Bonding, an NGO dedicated to supporting children with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Dimapur today. She commended that the launch of Blessed Bonding is a testament to the progress in the disability movement. Ms. Nakro also highlighted the Commission's efforts to ensure fair opportunities for young people with disabilities, emphasizing the importance of community involvement, particularly from churches in raising awareness. Chairman of Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Alun Hang Singh, stressed that all stakeholders, and not just the organization and the Commission, play a crucial role in fostering a vibrant society. He mentioned ongoing discussions with School Education Department to promote inclusive education. Mr. Hang Singh noted that the state government is taking steps to support these initiatives. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, has called on the World Bank to promote a two-way exchange of innovations, drawing from the transformative experiences of the Global South in the sectors of digital inclusion and sustainable energy. The Finance Minister said this while addressing the Development Committee plenary session on a future-ready World Bank group. During the annual meetings in 2024 at the World Bank in Washington, D.C., she sought a more affordable World Bank with a more competitive pricing model to foster broader participation, incentivize middle-income countries to borrow more, and deepen development impact. Ms. Sitharaman also reiterated India's stand that the World Bank should adopt a strictly evidence-based and data-driven approach when preparing global indices and country comparators such as the Worldwide Governance Indicators and the new Be Ready Index. The Finance Minister also participated in the IMFC plenary session on MD's global policy agenda at the International Monetary Fund during annual meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta today held meeting with members of the Kohima Press Club. He discussed several matters pertaining to the welfare of the press and media fraternity and the role of the media in ensuring better delivery mechanisms. Mr. Mehta commented the role of the media fraternity, who are called the fourth pillar of democracy. The advisor called all sections of the society to collectively contribute towards strengthening the fourth estate, ensuring that the foundations of democracy are firm and strong. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamath, has emphasized the need for DRDO to reform, perform and transform to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's vision of Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. He was addressing the opening ceremony of the two-day DRDO Directors Conclave at Armament Research and Development Establishment, Pune, yesterday. The DRDO chairman stressed upon the criticality of technology leadership in today's evolving global scenario. Various sessions in line with the theme Transforming DRDO for Redefined Defense R&D were being held during the conclave. URA Academy President Dr. Shirhozile Lezietsu has said that literature is the foundation and cornerstone of civilization. Speaking at the Tenide Writers and Poets Meet held today, he highlighted the progress of Tenide, which was the first language to be introduced by Nagaland University. Mr. Lezietsu said that efforts are now focused on research and documentation for other tribes. He also emphasized the need to encourage more Tenide writings. Angami Baptist Church Council President lighted the lamp during the occasion. URA Academy also hosted URA Academy Board of Directors Conclave yesterday in Kohima. Reverend Bilier Shuya enlightened the gathering on the historical aspects of URA Academy. The Commissioner of Police, Dimapur, has issued a traffic advisory restricting movement of heavy motor vehicles beyond 3 axles on the Chate Patkai River Bridge towards Kohima. This restriction, effective from yesterday, is in compliance with a directive from the Commissioner of Nagaland citing the need for a road safety audit on National Highway 02. The restriction will remain in place until clearance is granted by the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited. The advisory is issued to ensure the safety and structural integrity of the bridge amid ongoing assessments. Travelers, especially those operating heavy vehicles, are urged to take note of this restriction and plan alternative routes accordingly. NST bus service running from Noklak to Twensang district will resume its service from Monday, October 28th, after it has halted for a long period. Yardmaster NST Department Noklak informed that the timing of departure and return will be the same as before. Tickets will be available from the counter. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Twensang has informed that draft electoral rolls for assembly constituencies under Twensang District will be published on 29th October 2024 at DC Conference Hall, Twensang. In Dimapur, DC and DEO announced that draft publication will take place on the same day at DC Office, Dimapur. In this regard, all concerned have been asked to attend the event. To end the news, the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu says tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Diatono Nakro, says disability movement gaining strength. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlights Global South's contributions to foundations of multilateral development banks. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.